SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. You know that feeling when life just throws a curveball right at you? It could be anything, a traffic jam on your way to an important meeting, a sudden deadline at work, or maybe even just that annoying drip from the faucet that keeps you up at night. We all experience those moments where peace seems like a distant dream. But what if I told you there's a philosophy, practiced for centuries, that can help you find inner peace amidst the chaos? Today, we're diving into Stoic philosophy, not just some dusty old book on a shelf, but a powerful toolkit for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Ready to unlock that inner calm? Let's do this. First things first, understand that Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about accepting them, the good, the bad, and everything in between without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions as waves crashing on the shore. You can try to fight them, push against them, but ultimately they'll just keep coming. Stoicism teaches us to stand tall on that shore, observe the waves with a sense of calm detachment, and let them roll over without taking us away from our center. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. We all have those things in life that we wish we could change: traffic, other people's opinions, even the weather, I'm looking at you, rainy days. But guess what? You can only truly control your own actions and reactions. So instead of stressing over the uncontrollable, channel your energy into what you can influence. Your attitude, your effort, your response to challenges, those are within your power. Third, practice mindfulness. This is about being fully present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever notice how we tend to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets from the past? Stoicism encourages us to bring our attention back to the present, appreciating the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a loved one. By anchoring ourselves in the now, we create a space of peace and clarity. For remember that virtue is its own reward. It's easy to get caught up in seeking external validation like achievements, material possessions. But true fulfillment comes from living a life aligned with our values: honesty, courage, wisdom, justice. When you prioritize these qualities, you build inner strength and contentment that no amount of external recognition can match. And finally, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the abundance already present in our lives. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good your health, your loved ones, your talents, even a good cup of coffee, seriously, that's worth appreciating. By shifting our perspective towards gratitude, we open ourselves up to more joy and peace. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-life example. An engineer at work, and suddenly your computer crashes right before a big presentation. You feel panic rising. Oh no. What am I going to do? This is a disaster. But then you remember the principles of Stoicism. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, and cultivate gratitude. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared thoroughly and have backup options. You calmly assess the situation, figure out a solution, and deliver your presentation with confidence. By choosing to respond with composure instead of letting panic take over, you not only navigate the crisis successfully, but also gain valuable experience in staying calm under pressure. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can help you find inner peace even when life throws those curveballs your way. Remember, accept what you can't control, focus on what you can, be present in the moment, live virtuously, and always practice gratitude. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep striving for that inner peace. See you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.